Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Hey, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Boy, it's springtime still across a big part of the nation, and that is generating quite a contrast in air mass temperatures and more aggressive weather. We've had a lot of severe weather this week, of course, across a big part of the central and southern plains, and now we've got a new storm system on the charts that's going to impact the northern parts of the U.S. plains and eventually into the upper parts of the Midwest as we go through the weekend. Low pressure center will form in the central plains today. It will become a very strong low pressure system tomorrow before moving to the northeast across the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota into parts of Wisconsin. The storm system could actually produce some heavy wet snow in parts of the northern plains. I know that's a long ways removed from our region, but I wanted to make a point out of it because some of the livestock there, it could be threatened by the storm. We're talking about 1 to 2 feet of snow possible in western South Dakota and 3 to 6 inches across some of the agricultural regions in the northern plains. The upper Midwest will see mostly a little bit of rain from this event, but what is interesting there is that after the system passes early next week, we're going to pull some colder air into the upper parts of the Mississippi River Basin, force temperatures down into some 30-degree range, and it might bring a little frost and a couple of light freezes to some of the upper Midwest. That could result in a little burning of early emerged corn and soybean crops in that area. The heart of the Midwest is going to experience a bit of shower and thunderstorm pattern as we go forward through the weekend. The storm system I just mentioned that impacts the northern U.S. plains will also have influence on the Corn Belt. We'll see a new line of thunderstorms working their way through Kansas and Missouri into Nebraska and western Iowa as we go through late Saturday evening and into Sunday. Until then, we'll likely see just a scattering of light showers and thunderstorms occurring across maybe 40 to 45% of the Midwest, much of which will be in the lower and eastern areas or across our region here. So Illinois to parts of Michigan and Ohio will see those showers. The line of storms that will be more intense in the western Corn Belt Saturday night into Sunday morning will bring some locally heavy rain and maybe some severe weather, but the system is expected to weaken as it shifts to the east. We'll see a few strong thunderstorms in parts of Illinois on Sunday going into Monday morning, and then the precipitation will fall apart again, and we'll see just light showers occurring through the rest of the Midwest. The bottom line is that most of us will be able to still get some work done this weekend and early next week, just going to have to dodge the bullet, so to speak. I have to watch out for the precipitation events, keep an eye on radar, but there should be reason enough that we can still move in through some of these fields. The temperature bias is going to continue to be warm, and that will help us to accelerate drying rates whenever the sun is available. And it looks like we'll see the high temperatures today peaking out in the upper 70s and 80s across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. High temperatures tomorrow will be similar. And then on Saturday, or actually on Sunday, I guess we'll be looking at temperatures still running 70s with a few lower 80s still from southeastern Illinois to southern Ohio and parts of Kentucky. So having the temperatures warm like that and a little bit of sunshine between the rain events should still allow some field progress to take place. This week, last 5 days, it hasn't rained any in the southernmost parts of the region. The Ohio River Basin has seen ideal conditions. We're going to continue to have that, I think, even though we've got a few showers around. The cool weather that comes in is going to show itself early to midweek next week, and like I said, we could see some 30-degree temperatures for lows occurring in the upper Midwest, but we are not expecting any kind of serious crop damage to come from that. Outside of these issues, there will be frost and freezes that will occur in the High Plains region this weekend and Monday. This will occur from Montana all the way down to the Texas Panhandle. We're not expecting to see permanent wheat damage occur, but there will be at least some burning of vegetative development. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.